686-22.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we have a real treat for you today. Remember a few weeks back we talked about a brand new floral carpet rose, one that was almost indestructible, disease resistant. Then we talked about a new phlox, a tall growing phlox called Volcano that was resistant to powdery mildew. Well, we're talking again with Annie, with Anthony, and he has something new for us. He has some new varieties of cannas. And I know some of you are going to say, oh, I don't like cannas. Great big leaves, big flowers, don't do a lot for me. Well, I'll tell you, when Anthony is done, he has something really, really exciting, and you will change your whole thought about growing cannas. Anthony, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's a real pleasure being with you.
Well, we're glad that you were able to hook up with us. I know calling you in Australia, you're in a whole different time zone, and we really appreciate you getting up early or late or whatever the time difference is. What's it, about 13 hours time difference?
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, tell us a little bit about these new varieties of canna lilies that you have discovered and produced, and why they're so exciting.
Well, when I first saw these cannas, and they're called Tropicana, it was in South Africa, and I saw them in a garden amongst all sorts of other shrubs, and I saw this brilliant, vibrant leaf just coming out of the ground amongst all the shrubbery. And I said to the person, I said, what the dickens is that? And he says, it's a canna. And I said, you've got to be joking. You know, a canna's normally a green leaf and not very interesting. Sometimes it can have a bit of a flower on top. And I said, that can't be a canna. And it was so distinctively different, it just shimmered at me. It had just beautiful colors. There was even pink stripes, there was green stripes, there was red stripes, there was burgundy stripes. It just looked really, really stunning. And the most exciting of all is when the sun is behind it and it shines through, it's almost as though the whole plant is iridescent. You know, I'd been working with cannas for many years, but when I saw this one, this just tipped over the whole thought of how a canna should look like.
Wow. Now, does it grow very similar to your traditional canna lily?
Yes, if in the growth habit, it looks exactly the same. You know, it can grow in a pot to about 3 foot high, and in the garden, it can grow to about 5 or 6 foot high. The growth pattern and everything is the same, but it's just the multicolored leaves that really, really sets it apart like no other canna.
So this is like electricity.
That's how I felt, yes.
Now, are there different types of these cannas that you have hybridized and you are working on?
In the cannas, and we sort of look all around the world to try and find something that's really, when it's in the garden, that sits out there and pops at you. So when we saw this first Tropicana, we were just blown away. And then about few years later on, we had a side shoot, almost like a camilla, that came on the back of one of these bright, very coloured Tropicana leaves, and it had green and gold in the stems, and again, or sorry, in the stems, in the foliage, and stripes of that. And then on top of that, it had a really beautiful soft orange with a really strong yellow edge on the flowers that it really, again, was so, it popped. And ultimately, we then found another canna, and the foliage was rich, big, a little bit more voluptuous is, I suppose, the term for the foliage on this. And it was dark to almost black with a really scarlet flower on top. Again, something when it was in the garden, you just looked at it and says, wow, it makes my garden pop.
Wow, I guess so, because you don't see anything growing with something that has black foliage before.
It's, no, it's, you know, there's often been sort of darkish and a bit bronzish, but this one, at certain times, it just comes out and it gets darker and darker, and it, but the, it's the foliage that, or the size of the foliage overall, that it looks more voluptuous than most other canna foliage.
Now, the, you said that the plant is going to grow 4 to 5 to even 6 foot if it's planted into the ground, a little smaller in containers.
Correct.
But I live in the Northeast. You know, it's kind of a colder climate than further south. How will they do in my type of climate with cooler temperatures?
Okay, well, normally with cannas in the cooler area, you really want to bring them in over winter because you don't want them to get lower than around about 55 degrees. So in the growth pattern, when you've got to wait until spring or early summer comes out, then you can put them out in the garden, then off they'll grow. And in your climate where they don't get as long a growing, they might grow to around about 3 or 4 feet in the garden. But then over, or as it gets towards winter, you can dig them up like you do daffodils and just leave them in a pot in the basement or something like that. Keep them relatively dry and then leave them there until late spring, and you can plant them, water them well, and plant them outside again.
So you would plant them as a dormant tuber or bulb in the springtime, grow it all year, and then you wait until the frost knocks it down.
Yes.
Before you put it into storage?
That's correct. That's one, like, normally you can buy them as a foliage plant. So most of the retailers will have them in the store around about May, June. And then you can sort of put it wherever you want, on your deck, in a pot to make a thriller, fill a spiller type of big tub, or you can put it in the garden. And then once winter comes, though, you can't leave it outside. You've got to then bring it inside to protect it, and then you can plant it out next year. Or otherwise, you just let Mother Frost take it over, let it rot in the garden, and then next year just get another one of these tropical paradise-type plants.
Okay. And if you were going to be planting these in a container, how large of a pot would you recommend, Anthony?
For a container, for a canna, I often think around about, gee, I'm just measuring it in front of me, around about 24 inches would be nice. You wouldn't want it less than 18 inches. And then you can put some other plants around the side of it so it stands at the center of attention, or demanding attention because of the sheer, you know, color of the foliage. And then you can plant these other sort of thriller spiller plants, or any plant that sort of sits around the edge or spills over the side, anything that grows well in your own area.
So this is so if you had a whiskey barrel on the end of your driveway, this would be the ideal size container, and then put some lower growing plants and cascading plants to grow around it.
That would be brilliant. Yes.
Wow. But I'm looking at the pictures that you sent me.
Right.
And this Tropicana Gold. mm-hmm. with the green and white striped foliage and the huge leaves with that orange and yellow flower. But the regular Tropicana with the reds and the purples and the yellow, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's when I first said it to our people that I saw this brand new plant that blew me away, and they're all excited. And then they said, yeah, but what sort of type is it? And I said, a canna. And they just all sort of looked at me joking. I said, a canna? I said, yes, it is a canna. It is going to revolutionize the way people look at cannas. It was so distinctively different.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it before. Now, one thing that I like to do, Anthony, is I like to grow cannas in my fish pond. Can you do that with these varieties of cannas?
You can, actually. You can get Tropicanas, and you can get it in the pot and just gently put it in a pond so that it is totally, the pot can be totally immersed in water. It actually, over time, will clean the water in the fish pond as well. It is like... In a lot of ways, the most remarkable plant that has a lot of uses.
Incredible. Anthony, hold on a second. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Today we are very lucky. We have a man who loves plants like you cannot believe. His quest in life is to try and find something new for you to make your gardening more exciting. And he has come across and hybridized some new varieties of cannas. Now, your traditional canna, green leaves, big, looks like corn, not really exciting. Well, Anthony Tesler has found some incredible plants. Now, Anthony, is there a website where people can go to look, to see pictures and get more information about the Tropicana varieties of cannas?
They can. We have a website, which is www.tesla.com. And that might be a bit hard to spell or remember. For me, it's easy to spell, of course, TESSELAAR.com. Or otherwise, just type in Tropicana, canna, and it's Tropicana with two N's in the Google search, and it'll come up, and you'll see loads of pictures if you just go onto picture views, or it'll take you into our website also.
And this is something very unique. So if, now, sun, this is a plant for the sun, right? Or will it tolerate a little bit of shade?
It'll have a little bit of shade. It likes around about, say, 6 hours of sun a day, like all cannas. It is best to keep them out of a strong, windy area. And this primarily goes for all cannas, because if you put it in an area where it gets a lot of wind, it can flap the leaves around and then split them. So normal cannas, just a little bit away from the wind, give them plenty of sun, and they'll really excite you. Oh, they'll excite your garden too, and all the plants around it.
Now, how about food? Are these plants hungry and drainage and water? Tell us about that.
It's quite interesting. I've had people come back to me and say, gee, in a reasonable dry area, they will do very good. But I always like to err on the west side. And so a good soaking of the plants is really good, at least once a week. And being prolifically growing and things like that, a good handful of fertilizer. You know, your Espoma fertilizer that you have there, just one or two handfuls, work it around the plant itself, and off it will go.
And you only feed them once a year, or do you want to do this a couple of times?
Normally, I will only do it once a year, and in the cooler area, sort of late spring, put it down when the sun gets going and the plant starts warming up. That's when it needs most of the fertilizer in its growth season.
And where can people purchase this Tropicana Canna?
Most of the time you'll see this in either in the independent stores or your local garden center, wherever you go and buy your plants. But it normally won't be available until around about May and June, because it is a tropical-looking type plant that likes the warm weather as well. So it'll often come out around about May and June in the stores.
Wow. This is something. Now, the other thing that everybody should know, these plants are so good. The day one, the RHS Award for Garden Merit. And that is not something that's given to just any plant. To receive this, this plant has to be just unusual, incredible. And when you go to the website, you're going to see pictures of these cannas, and you're going to eliminate the old-fashioned geraniums in your whiskey barrels. You're going to want this, because this will make the geraniums look like crabgrass. They're that exciting. Whoa!
Well, I still like geraniums, but I love cannas.
Now, this is, again, this is something that will be available in late May, early June, and they'll flower right up until frost, right?
That's correct. Once they come into flower, they just keep on flowering. The stems keep on going. So long as it's warm enough, they'll keep on flowering.
And how about insects and disease problems?
Basically, don't see anything on insects. Every now and again, you might get a leaf roller, but I basically haven't seen much of a problem with this at all. If you have any insect that wants to bite into a leaf, then you might have to use something to get rid of that. But most times, I've never had any trouble with it.
Incredible. If you get a chance, check out their website, and you will be amazed of the beauty of the Tropicana Canna. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You will not believe what this plant looks like, so I want you to go to that website and check it out. The foliage of this plant alone, you don't need to have any flowers on it, but the foliage alone on these new Tropicana cannas are incredible. And if you have a patio or a deck, and you normally put a big plant there, and you want something with some size, I want you to go to the website and check it out. It's Tessellar, T-E-S-S-E-L-L-E-A-A-R, Tessellar. It is a very, very unique plant, and I'm sure that it's something that you will really, really enjoy in your backyard. So the website again, T-E-S-S-E-L-A-A-R. I gave you the wrong spelling. T-E-S-S-E-L-A-A-R. And look into these cannas. And if it's in a sunny area, it looks like stained glass. It's incredible. Okay, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We have time. Give us a call, and we'll answer your gardening questions. Tom, who's up first?
Next up, we've got Catherine from Vermont with a question about keeping her garden clean.
Hey, Catherine from Vermont. Good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I live in a community with three apartments, and we have a dirt parking lot. And in the winter, the maintenance man spreads out sand and brine or salt. And when he plows it all up onto my garden. And I'm wondering how inexpensively I could remedy the situation, or if I should just forget planting because of the chemicals.
Oh, no, no, don't. Now, are you planting flowers or are you planting vegetables there?
Vegetables.
Okay. The first thing that you want to do is you want to get garden gypsum. Garden gypsum is a soil additive. That's natural. Gypsum is what they make sheetrock out of. Okay, that white powder. And what the gypsum will do is it will open up the soil so that when the rains come, the salt, the chemical that will melt the snow are better able to flush out of the soil that they are in. And it works unbelievable. Where I live in Maine, our street gets sanded and salted heavy. And on the side of the road, the grass would always die. So I started adding gypsum. What a difference it made, because now the salt did not burn the roots of the grass, and the grass is coming back every year, getting better and better and better. Okay? Now, there's a granular gypsum, and there's a liquid gypsum. The liquid is much faster working. So go down to your local garden center and tell them you want liquid gypsum. And it goes under Garden Thrive, not to be confused with Thrive the Mycorrhiza. And why they both have the same name, I don't know. But it will say gypsum substitute, and it's a liquid version of it. And it's the name of the company is called Soil Logic. And you can mix it in a watering can, you can put it in a bottle sprayer, but any place where you had salt damage due to the winter, when you're throwing rock salt or whatever on ice and you've had damage, you put it there, it will get the salt and the chemicals out, making it okay for you to plant. The other thing is, the ground, for the most part, is thawed, is relatively dry. What I would do is, in March, if you're going to be planting vegetables, treat the soil in early March with this liquid. If you can't find the liquid, then use the powder. And I would till the soil. Just take a shovel or a pitchfork. And if it's a big area and you can't do it all at once, don't try and do it all in one day. When you come home from work, take the shovel and do it for like 10, 15 minutes. And gradually turn over a section of your garden. So put the shovel in, flip the soil over so that it's upside down. That will let the air get into the soil. It will let the rain clean it a lot better. It will let the sunshine hit the soil deeper into the ground that you brought to the surface to break down any chemicals that could be in there. So by tilling the soil, adding the gypsum, you're going to see a big difference in the quality of that soil, and you'll get rid of all the impurities that the snowplow guy has added to your garden, and it will make it safe again. So don't worry about that. Clean it up. You'll be in good shape. Add some compost. That will bring all of the microbes back in the soil. Animal manure that you can get. Peat moss. If you can get down to the ocean. Whenever you see that the weatherman says, we're having a northeast type storm, that means seaweeds coming up onto the beach. And if you live close by, go to the beach after the storm with some trash bags, pick up that seaweed, bring it home, and if it's in small pieces, you can just blend it. If it's in large pieces, you may have to chop it up a little bit. But blend that in to your soil, and that will do the same thing as adding peat moss, except seaweed has all the nutritional value that the ocean has. And I'll tell you, if you had a bushel of peat moss and a bushel of seaweed, the difference is like night and day. So if you live near the coast, get down to the beach on a day like today. Grab the kids. Give them each a trash bag. Get down there. Pick up some seaweed. Bring it home. Spread it on top of your garden. And that way, when you get ready to rototill, you can blend all of that stuff in. And if you can get the seaweed on the garden now, between now and when you rototill, it will dry out from the sun, and it will get brittle. So when you rototill, it will break up into small pieces. And I tell you, my dad and I, when we were working the garden together, every fall we added 3 to 6 inches of seaweed to my garden. And I'll tell you, my dad could grow stuff that we never could before because we added so much seaweed. So save yourself some money, use and recycle what Mother Nature has washed ashore on your beach, and you're cleaning the beach at the same time. And don't worry about the salt. The salt from the ocean is different than the salt that you put on the driveway to melt the ice. It will not hurt your plants. Okay? So condition the soil. That's the secret. Get some gypsum on there. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Gail from New Hampshire with a question about linden trees.
Hey, Gail, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. My friend has 2 big linden trees, maybe, I don't know, 18 inches in diameter, and they're always sprouting suckers from the base, tons of them. Is there anything she can put on them to after she chops them down so they won't come back quite as vigorously?
No, there really isn't, because if you put a weed killer, you end up hurting the main tree.
Right.
Her best bet would be to dig in the soil and to try and remove the sucker where it's coming out. What a lot of people will do, if they have suckers coming from the plant, they cut it off at the soil line. Which means in the ground is still a 3-inch or a 2-inch stem. So that stem will make a whole bunch of new shoots, and you end up with a bush at the base of your plant. So tell her, and it can be frustrating because it continually happens. She'd be better off to take just a regular garden trowel, dig around the base of the plant, and then with the trowel, just cut where these little suckers are coming from the stem of the plant below the surface from the roots, and it will stop. But if she just nips them at the surface, she left all these little stems, and they will just keep coming up and up and up. Once you rid all of these little stems on the ground, that suckering will stop. And the tree will continue to be absolutely beautiful, because the linden is a gorgeous tree. It's a clean tree, beautiful colored, beautiful shaped foliage, great fall color, nice shade, and it doesn't destroy the grass. Some of the trees, the foliage is so thick, blocks all the sunlight, and the grass all dies. But the linden does not do that. And insect problems, disease problems are minimal. So it's a good plant for you to consider. Good question. Thank you. And this is a good time for you to walk out on your property and decide what you need to do. So a day like today, if it's nice, sit on your deck for 5 minutes. Say to yourself, gas is going to be $5 a gallon. Wow. I think I want to be staying home more this summer. I'm going to sit on this deck. I want something to look at. Take some measurements of your yard. Take some pictures of your yard. Call me, and we'll talk about what you can do to your yard to make it attractive, so that when you're sitting on your deck enjoying a nice cold beer or a soft drink, having a cookout with hot dogs and hamburgers, you're looking at something pretty and not just a stockade fence or a tool shed or a swimming pool. Something that will give you color, that will give you excitement. That's possible. If you need some help, call me right now, 855-660-4261, and we'll help you to enjoy the outdoors again. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the Compost Tumbler. The Compost Tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The Compost Tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Alli-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Rhode Island with a question about snow peas.
Good morning, Joe. How can we help you today with your snow peas?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Years back, I used to listen to Jim Crockett, and Jim used to say, put your snow peas in as early as you can work the soil. I've seen him plant his in March sometime. However, he said you have to have capstan on the peas themselves, you know. Where can I get capstan?
Okay. My dad used to plant his peas on St. Patrick's Day, which is the 14th. The 15th? The 15th. I think it's the 15th of March. And as long as the garden was workable, he would do it. And what he would use is captan, C-A-P-T-A-N. And the reason that you want to use that is it's a fungicide. And that way, if the garden got wet, the fungicide prevented the seed from rotting. So if you've got a sandy soil that's well drained, if your soil has a lot of organic matter, and as long as you don't have standing water or a heavy clay soil, you can put it in. But I'll tell you, the way this winter's been going, I would try planting some around St. Patrick's Day. We lived in Maine, and a couple of years my dad did. And, you know, every now and then we get a snowstorm, and that took care of the peas, and they would eventually germinate. But when we moved to Massachusetts on the South Shore, he did it just about every single year. The result was good. I mean, it wasn't 100% germination. So he would plant them, and then any skips, any places where the plants didn't come up, he would go in and he would add another seed, and it would very quickly catch up, and he would end up with a real good crop. Now, the other thing that really helps if you're growing peas, if you're ordering in the seed catalog, or if you're going to the garden center, you can buy a inoculant. And this inoculant really makes a big difference. It's actually a purple powder. And you use it on peas and string beans, pole beans, Romano beans, any of your pea and bean family. And it is an inoculation that helps the plant to pull the nitrogen out of the air to the root system to help the plant to grow better. And you can buy a little plastic envelope. It probably has maybe 1 or 2 ounces of powder in it. And that will do like a pound of seed. So for your average package, which is maybe 2 or 3 ounces of seed, all you need is about maybe a teaspoon at the most. You put it in a Ziploc bag, put your powder, dump in your seeds, shake them really well so they're all coated. Don't wet it. Shake it dry, and then plant directly in there. And any powder that remains, shake it right in that trench, and then cover and water, and you're ready to go. But that inoculant makes a big, big difference. Now, the other thing, this inoculant will produce on the root system of your beans and peas a little bump. And the bump is called a nodule. And it's pure nitrogen. So when your garden is done, when your peas are done harvest, don't pull them out of the ground. Cut the plant flush to the ground and allow the roots to stay in the soil. When you till, the roots begin to break down, the nodule begins to break down, and it releases the nitrogen fertilizer. So it's a way to build up the quality of your soil. Okay? So peas and beans, get the inoculant. It costs you $2 or $3, and it will pay you back 10 times. Have a great week, everybody. Don't forget the newsletter, paulparent.com.